Nikias, would you please tell the people what's going on this week?
Well, Jasmine, I'm glad you asked. It's NBA League Pass Free Week starting today, January 14th, and it goes until January 21st. Don't miss live moments happening every night on Buzzr.
That's right. You were late. If you haven't downloaded Buzzr yet, I say it every episode, but it's NBA League Pass Free Preview Week. So if you're cheap or just trying to save your coin, now is the time to download Buzzr. Head to wherever you get your apps and don't miss NBA League Pass Free Preview Week on the hottest new app for watching the best moments in live sports. Yesterday, you were early. Last night, on time. Right now, you late. Welcome to You Late with Jasmine Nikias, ready to give the rundown of last night and what is coming up. You Late is presented by Buzzr, the hottest new app for watching the best moments in live sports. Download Buzzr in the App Store or wherever you get your apps and never miss a moment with Buzzr. Nikias, I'm going to be nice today. It is Friday. You have a haircut. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It is Friday. I'm not going to say warm because Jesus, it's not warm, but it is a decent day in Atlanta right now. So doing pretty well. Happy to be here. How are you?
I'm good. Did you run into anybody that might know me out there?
Not this time. Okay. didn't need any more of those instances.
First of all, calm down. Atlanta ain't nothing about this big. So obviously if you grew up there and you, you be out in the streets, people may recognize you. So when we went to that bar or whatever, obviously somebody knew who I was.
Yeah, a wise woman once told me that her name rings bells in these streets. And they did at the old Hudson Bar and Grill.
I do understand that.
See, I wasn't even going to expose you, but, you know, it's, can't confirm nor deny if you were the person that said that, but just kind of rings in my ear once something like this pops up in conversation. At any rate, I'm doing well. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to our listeners. Hope everyone had a productive week. Let's rock this thing out.
Rock it out. Let's talk about Bucks Warriors first.
Was that game played?
No, not for Warriors fans. I saw it coming. Like, I thought the Bucks were going to win, but not like that.
Like, there's only so much bail I can shoot Golden State for not having Draymond. Like, he's obviously a big part of what they do on both ends. But also, the Bucks just figuratively and literally blitzed them. Their defense is insane. Giannis is insane. Nice to see Chris Middleton making shots again. It's dope.
What's your deal with Chris Middleton? Like, why do you love him so much?
He's just a really good basketball player. Like, I wrote about him summer of 2015. It's like, hey, this guy might be pretty good. And then it became like a meme somehow. Because, like, I just would periodically tweet, like, hey, Chris Mills is having another good game. Like, this was before he became, like, the all-star and all this stuff. I don't know how it became, like, an actual bit. But then he turned into an all-star, and now he's a champion. So now it's just that's the swan song, I guess.
That's how you know you are like at a certain status, because people are like, they see a great game from Chris Middleton and they're like, Nikias. And then they put your face on whatever is happening on Twitter at the moment. So shout out to you and the Nikites.
Middleton hive is strong. Stocks are up.
I have a theory about that game. So
Bobby Portis, before you get started.
Oh, okay.
Do you know where the game was played? Because the last time we did this.
Okay, wait.
I
only know, well, I fell asleep. I'm not going to lie. I did fall asleep during that game. But when I was looking at everybody's Instagram stories, I noticed that Taylor Rooks was courtside in Milwaukee. And I'm like, why would you be in Milwaukee? But they were playing the Warriors, so it was a good game. Well, what we thought was going to be a good game.
All right, we add Milwaukee to the list. Continue.
So here's my theory based on no scientific fact, but just a theory. Mm-hmm. Bobby Portis, you know, he making shots. He hit like a buzzer beater. When he like opened them eyes like he always does and shimmied, it was hypnotizing and not in a good way. It would not surprise me if that knocked the Warriors off their rockers. Like, I don't know if you remember, damn, what was it? It wasn't, oh.
Sound like you don't remember.
No, The Jungle Book, when they had that snake with the hypnotizing eyes.
Yes.
That's what Bobby Portis reminded me of. Like, he was shimmying, and it was so hypnotizing. So, there's my theory.
Oh, goodness. Shout out to the Bobby Portis buzzer beater. I get it. Gotta keep the branding. I see. This is why they pay you the big bucks. We are here. But the Bucks are incredible. Should be the favorites out East, if not the league. The Warriors are very good. Not a great showing for them.
You just going to skip over my theory?
No. Jasmine, I'm not sure what to do with that.
You know, maybe that's just our dynamic. I'd be like, yeah, you know, stats for your ass. Here go this, freeze a book, da da da. And you just be like, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, okay. So did you see so-and-so that only you would see? But go ahead.
See, the thing about the hypnotism, I guess, that theory would be the fact that the Bucks were already beating them pretty badly before it happened.
Did you see the shimmy and the eyes in slow motion?
I did.
I don't know, fam. I'm after that, like, maybe that's what put me to sleep. Like,
the game started after, what time was the game?
I don't know. Okay. I live a full life.
I know that's right. the buzz beater would have had to been like 8:30-ish or something like that. Like, that's probably around your time. So I get it. Why that may have been the knockout punch for you.
6 o'clock, I work out. Okay.
I know that's so right.
Theoretically, my day should end at 6 p.m. That's 12 hours.
Mm.
There go some stats for your ass.
There it is. Coach Jazz in the cut. Shout out to the Grizzlies very quickly. They have now won 11 straight games. We're going to keep seeing the Keep It Rolling tweets from Ja Morant. So.
Mm. And shout out to the Grizzlies for saying, hey, kids, bring in your old jerseys of like Zion and other crap and other teams. I didn't mean
and other crap.
Okay. And other teams. And then we'll give you a Ja jersey. You see how shitting on kids is really the foundation of a great marketing idea?
God.
I'm just saying. I'm just going to say it.
Never going to be free. Oh, goodness.
You remember that time I was telling you about that kid? It was like around Christmas. It was like Black Friday.
Okay. Yes. Are you going to tell that story on the pod?
Okay. This was like Black Friday, which once again, let's change that name. And I was trying
Blackout
to get
Friday for Jasmine. She's
and I want to preface this by saying I was trying to get an Xbox for my brother. So I was doing something good for the hood. And
yeah, keep going.
This little kid, like there was like one left. This little kid, maybe like 10, I don't know, maybe 11. Maybe I'm just trying to age him. I picked it up and like 3 seconds, count it, 3 seconds after I picked it up, he tried to snatch it from my hands, or he just picked it up at the same time. And so it was like this weird, awkward, who's going to let it go, this lady or this child? So I did a little snatched and Heisman that. And ever since then, the guys be thinking that I hate children, but it's really
you
more
do.
So. No, it's more so you have to teach the kids. Like, just because you grab this don't mean it's yours. That's an important lesson to learn.
Oh, Jesus. I can't. Jasmine came through the Walmart like Derrick Henry, bro, the 8-year-old. I'm just.
But you see how it wasn't even selfish because the Xbox was not for me. It was for my brother. So
Jasmine, that doesn't make it much better. I'm going to be honest.
He was tugging on. What you want me to say? Yeah, kid, you can have this. Even though you picked it up 3 seconds after I did.
You just threw in the television commercial disclaimer. Oh, we picked it up at the same time. Like you can't. We heard that.
That was years ago. I can't remember. But it's that dude said in that movie, if you're not first, you're last. Sorry, you didn't get this one.
Okay. Was not expecting a Talladega Nights reference on the podcast after you stiff armed a child. Black Friday. Like, how even segue out of you stiff arming a child? Okay.
It was a lesson. It was a lesson for him to get in the gym, get your weight up. And then next year, you could, or whenever the next Xbox drop, you won't have to worry about it being tugged out your arms. you will be the Derrick Henry.
Jasmine, he was a child.
I don't have no control over birth order. I can't help this.
That's, okay, so we have to add everyone under like 12 to the list.
No, I love the kids. It ain't like a certain meme.
Yeah, that was convincing.
So anyway, yes, I'm here for the kids. Let's get back to sports. Can we talk about how there's one Black NFL head coach right now?
It's very odd in a predominantly Black league, I will say.
Speak on it.
Beyond that, why do people have a problem saying that? Like, there was, I'm not going to expose the entire exchange, but it's like, so one of my followers pointed out that Mike Tomlin is now the only Black head coach. And someone was like, hey, what about Robert Saleh and stuff? And it's like, well, no, he's not Black, so I'm not talking about that. And it's just like, why are we just not allowed to have any discussion about it? But beyond that, David Culley being fired, why are we supposed to be okay with that? Because the pushback that I've seen from Texans fans, like, well, clearly y'all didn't watch the games. He's not good. He was always supposed to be a placeholder. And it's just like, okay, it could be true that he wasn't good. Also, why should a Black head coach, in which there are only few of them in the league, and now there's only one, why should the placeholder tag be okay? Like, why is that something we should accept?
I'm not with it. I feel you, though.
I don't get why that's supposed to make that better. Like, oh, it was always going to be a one-year thing. Like, cool. 20 years of assistant coaching. Let me be the placeholder for the real guy.
David, you deserve better. And Brian Flores, you deserve better. Now I feel like we all looking at Mike Tomlin. You remember that old video where she was like, this lady, she was like, I'm legally blind. And at the end, she was like, P.O.P., hold it down. That's what it feel like with Mike Tomlin. Like, you got to hold it down. I mean, he should. First of all, he should have tenure, like a college professor. He ain't had no losing season. And sometimes he just go out there with like this bum roster and he MacGyver that shit because they come out winning. I don't know what be happening in MacGyver, but I know he'd be like taking like bubble gum and some string and it's a bomb all of a sudden.
That's a beautiful description.
That was before my time, so I don't know. But people be like, oh, yeah, I'm about to MacGyver this. And then, you know, they break in somewhere. I don't know. So.
Bacon soda. I got bacon soda. Okay. Yeah. Unfortunate happenings in Houston. Go ahead.
No, that was pretty much it. I want better. And I don't know. I just want better.
Hire Black head coaches, man. Like, you're not telling me that there's only one qualified Black person to be an NFL head coach. Like, that's just not the case.
Facts. I don't even know how freely I can speak, but the head coaches in the NFL is just, it's whiter than a Taylor Swift concert. There should be more. I'm sorry. There should be much more. And stop with this Rooney rule, because you should keep going, but don't just pick people just to talk to them. Like, I don't know why Eric B., why he don't have no job, head coaching. He done tremendous things with the Chiefs.
It's true. It's weird. Like, it's not limited to the NFL by any means.
Oh, true. You ain't lying.
It's a problem in the major sports period. So, like, I guess it's important to point that out. But we are talking about David Culley right now. So, just do better, man. Like, there are qualified assistants out here. There are qualified former head coaches out there. Like, get them in the room.
I feel like we should put like some Family Matters music behind what you're saying because it's just so deep. Let's get into Buzzer Beats. Shout out to Buzzer Beats on Twitter. Subscribe to the newsletter because email is still cool. We have some things we want to talk to you about.
In honor of MLK Day, for every moment viewed on Buzzer this weekend, Buzzer will donate to When We All Vote and the Social Justice Fund United.
Created by Michelle Obama, that queen, When We All Vote is a nonpartisan initiative that is on a mission to increase participation in each and every election by helping to close the race and age gap.
Social Change Fund United was founded by NBA stars Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, and Dwayne Wade to create a fair and equitable society for all. The fund supports a robust constellation of organizations on the front lines of liberating Black people and advocating for communities of color through improved policies, representation, and narrative change.
Therefore, you don't have no choice but to go on Buzzer and support a great cause in honor of Dr. King's legacy. Follow and subscribe to Buzzer Beats for more information. Also, since MLK Day is a day of service and action, we want you all to visit www.mlkday.gov to learn more about virtual and in-person volunteer opportunities. That is www.mlkday.gov. I just want to share one of my favorite quotes from Dr. King. Everybody can be great because anybody can serve. Now let's be great.
Well said. Well said.
You go, hey, bam, bam, bam. Okay. Here is, I need theme music, okay? Jasmine's best buzzer beat of the night. Big Bad's Birkin out the Bentley Bantega. Okay. One day I'm going to get it. Or one day we're going to have Cardi B's voice, so I don't have to get it.
I'm surprised you haven't just had Cardi on the pod yet.
I know. Hit her up. Here's what I'm setting notice for tonight, and you're going to be surprised. Orlando Magic versus the Hornets. Jalen Suggs is back. I want to see that. It may not be amazing, but I want to see it. I think this game could end up being closer than we all expect. So something to look out for. Yes, I know the Magic suck, but I'm telling you, I've never watched more Magic games, and it's because of Buzzer, because they be like, oh, Magic is, you know, they're close to something. They ain't going to win, but they're close.
Wow. You couldn't help yourself. Are you a Franz Wagner fan?
No, because that's a difficult name to say. But wow. No, but I be seeing him. He does things, so.
Franz Wagner, he does things. Okay, I have Warriors Bulls on my list. Both teams coming off of some blowouts from top tier competition. So want to see how the Warriors respond. Want to see how the Bulls respond. Heat Hawks in Miami this time. This is going to be post Cam Reddish being traded to the New York Knicks. So want to see if getting Cam out of the locker room helps the Hawks in any way, or if just further highlights that the perimeter defense isn't very good. So we'll see what's going on there. What you got on the NFL side?
Steelers, Chiefs. Come on, Mike Tomlin. The spirit of the Black Panther is within you.
No, you didn't. Let's pause right there. No, you didn't. The spirit of the...
I want people to win, okay? Oh. So...
Surely there are ways to convey that without...
just do some things... Have Big Ben move around a little bit. Make sure precision passing. Ooh, that's a lot of P's. Is on point. Damn. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Seriously, like, get it together. Get all your ducks in a row, all your eggs in the basket, all your snakes on a plane, and go and get this win.
Bar. Okay. Goodness.
Oh. I have another one.
What you got?
Actually, I didn't put this in here, but Raiders, Bengals. I hope the Bengals be winning stuff because it's been a long, take a long pause, long time since they won. I think it was 1991. They got some stats for your ass. You was not even born.
That's true.
And then I saw a meme where it's like the first text was sent in 1992. Now, I don't know if that's true because I can't even imagine what that text would have been like. But that means that nobody has ever sent a text about a Bengals playoff win. What a sad life.
You can add Cincinnati to the list. But no, in all seriousness, I am here. I will be rooting for the Bengals. Like, they're fun. Joe Burrow is very good. Ja'Marr Chase is also very good. And also, I'm still kind of upset about the Raiders game not ending in a tie last week. Like, you know what? I'm good.
Let's move on.
But what do you... Hey, man, I wanted to see some chaos.
Let's move on like the Raiders have, because what you get. That's what you get, Chargers. This is like, I know we said move on, but that's what you get for like, you know, let's try to win. Let's try to ruin their night. Now look at you.
Sad state of affairs. Anyway, Niners, Cowboys, I'm here for the Twitter war only because one of those fan bases is going to be very upset by the end of that game. I am personally invested in Eagles, Buccaneers. Hashtag we believe. Mm. We will, you know. They beat Tom Brady before. We'll see if we can do it again under very different circumstances.
Yeah. Good luck with that. No.
Okay.
Also, Patriots, Bills. Jasmine's game analysis, it's going to be cold.
In that cold weather. They was cold.
Oh man. That's an all-timer. I got it. Oh man. So yeah. I mean, great football ahead. Let's try to stay awake.
Best of luck to you. I know one of us will be awake for all these games.
I'd be tired. Okay. One day offline, we'll talk about like all that Jasmine does.
Is that going to be a You Late After Dark?
It could be. I never know how much of myself I can bring to this pod. Cause like, are people on Twitter going to judge me? Cause they still been telling me to go defrost a book. Like,
I mean, to be fair, like you earned that one.
For coming up with a genius solution. I'll never call myself that, but this was a genius solution. I'm just going to say it. You don't have to post your Wordle scores.
Oh, this is some peak hating. Go ahead.
We know y'all is smart. Y'all is smart. Y'all is kind. And y'all is important. That's
important. Okay.
We don't need to see him on Twitter. It's okay. We know you didn't guess this five-letter word because we all adults here. Stop it. I mean, and I really only got into it because I kept seeing, well, the squares didn't convince me, but a couple of people I work with were talking about Wordle and it was brought up and I'm like, okay, well, if it made it to, you don't know him, but if it made it to the chestnuts of the world, then I have to see what this is about. And that's when I started. And I'd be losing, but today I got the word.
We've reached the, now we got, no. We got the, okay.
Today I got the word on the last try and the prompt came up. Whew. First of all, mind your business. Second of all, even though I was right, I'm not going to share it with Twitter. Like, y'all need to know I'm smart. Y'all heard my book theory.
I feel like those are, you know what? Never mind. But I'm glad that we got to the heart of why you were complaining about Wordle scores being posted. You were upset because you were losing.
No, I'm all the word games, all the words. That's me. I always win. Words with friends. I lost a lot of friends over that because I kept winning. All I do is win no matter what.
Okay. Yeah, shoot. Excuse me. You are the one that does, you do the English on the podcast. So I understand. I did not mean to offend. Good Lord. God. I'm just going to say it. Following up on the Fresh Prince thing. Like, I'm here for the year to reboot. Degrassi's coming back. Sign me up.
This is a good one.
Sign me the heck up for more Degrassi.
Degrassi saw Euphoria getting all this love. And they were like,
let me show you who really did this.
Girl, let me show you who the queen is. I'm and for that to also be on HBO Max, I don't know. You gotta come with it, okay? Because Euphoria, I don't know, it's been crazy. But a couple of times as a child and a teenager, I was clutching my pearls watching Degrassi, like, Manny. But now as an adult, I'm clutching my pearls equally as hard at Euphoria. So they, Degrassi, get in your writer's room, boo.
Okay, so before we close it out, what are your thoughts on Euphoria? Do you like the show?
I love it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was interpreting that correctly. I didn't know if it was, okay, they wild and this is too much, or they wild and this is entertaining stuff.
No, because I'm sure the generation before me thought my generation was wild in high school. I'd be thinking the same thing about the one after me and look at these Euphoria kids. You know, here's one to grow on. Life is but a circle. That wasn't as profound as I thought, but life is just a circle, okay? We all doing the same things that people did before us, just in a different way.
And it's more public, so, you know, social media and such. So we're not much different.
You were late. Now you caught up. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at ULATE. You can follow me at Jasmine L. Watkins. And
don't forget the L, folks. You can follow me on Twitter at NakaiasNBA. And with that, we will catch y'all later. Enjoy your weekend.
Later, y'all.